Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Hey, everybody. You're now listening to Table Talk with Shell and Kay. Hey, Kay.
Hey, girl. Hey, y'all.
Hey, everybody. We apologize. We had a little technical difficulties. But look, we're on here now. So we're going to start off with a little chat right now. You know, it's worldwide. Everybody's going through the coronavirus.
Mhm.
It's okay. You still have to go to work every day, girl.
Well, you know, they just today decided to go ahead and switch a few things up to where some of us will have the opportunity to work from home and basically rotate in and out of the office so everybody's not there every day for 8 hours a day trying to minimize the staff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's no permanent shutting down in healthcare until it's government ordered. So this is my life right now. Scared to touch everybody. As soon as somebody calls, I want them to leave.
I know.
It's a struggle, but got to get that bag. So what about you? What's your situation?
Well, I work for an awards company, so my company is really slow right now. So, you know, we've been going in regular times this week, but I have a feeling as of Monday it'll be subject to change because everybody's canceling all their events, which means we're going to cut back our hours like in half. So, you know, mommy is two, so right now I have to be extra frugal with my coins.
Yeah, you know, definitely. We don't know what's happening next week, so you definitely have to be careful.
Yeah.
I just know that our concert on May 2nd, the Feed the Streets tour, better have it.
Girl, you got to pray about it.
Because if I get that, I'm going to be highly upset. But aside from that, on some realness, like, I hope everybody's okay. I hope y'all, you know, taking the measurements to be as safe as you can. Stop going to these bars acting like you can't have a drink in your house, because all you're doing is going out there and involving yourself in what could be right there in the same vicinity.
Exactly, because I went out over the weekend and my best friend was up here. And I was like, girl, I'm glad, like, we're good. I had an allergic reaction. Like Sunday night, like when I got home over some ice cream, I had to go to the ER.
Ooh.
And so I had posted early, like, I apologize, hot tea and cough drops, like, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not all day, like, this evening, just to get my voice back.
Well, you hear, we should hear you loud and clear.
I know, girl, you should have heard me Monday, girl. I was on my tone low, like, girl, the voice was deep.
That early morning voice.
Yeah, that's exactly how I sounded, but I got a little bit together. So we're going to go ahead and, you know, hop into our topic. So will you do us an honor? Let us know what is our hot topic for tonight.
So tonight I think, you know, it's going to be a very common conversation. But, you know, with Table Talk, you know, we want everybody else's views. We want to give our views and our situations. But, you know, there has been several topics, especially in the industry, where it's been said that women of darker skin tend to have, quote-unquote, life a lot harder than a light-skinned woman. It's due to success reasons, relationship reasons. It's just always been said that it's been harder for them, and they believe that it is because they have more brown skin. Then we all know, even since back in high school days, the light-skinned girl is automatically stuck up. She thinks she's better than the next person.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
They're home, they're this, they're that. So I think both sides have experiences. So I'm just trying to see, you know, our beautiful brown-skinned girls, if this is you, if you can relate or you agree, call in, tell us why.
It's not a light-skinned versus dark-skinned thing. That's not what it's about. It's just, you know, like I told someone earlier, we were inspired with Love & Hip Hop, you know what I mean? You both watch it. And it's been a few, you know, artists on there that feel like because they're darker skin that they have it harder, and they feel like that light-skinned women are more privileged. So that's what we're getting, you know, into tonight. And I can start from, you know, Love & Hip Hop. The first appearance I saw was Spice. She's Jamaican. She's from Kingston. She's a reggae singer. And she was going to bleach her skin.
Right.
Because she felt like she had a hard time in the industry. I think Spice is beautiful. She's exotic. She's a great entertainer. But, you know, when people were trying to talk her out of it, she was like, no, you don't understand what we go through. Like,
right.
As light as skin, you just don't understand. And, you know, being a lighter-skinned woman, you know, I don't know how to feel. I can see that I have friends that had complexes, you know what I'm saying? And I have a daughter that is brown-skinned. Daughter, when she was younger, she would say things to me like, Mommy, how come I don't look like you? And I look at her like, you do look like me. Everybody can tell you're my daughter. And she's like, yeah, but we're not the same color. I said, so, you know, her dad is dark-skinned.
Right.
But, you know, you have a beautiful complexion. There's nothing wrong with your color. So I used to have to reiterate to my daughter how beautiful you are. Like, you know, light skin doesn't just make you beautiful. Like, all shades are beautiful.
Right.
You know? But she used to struggle with that, you know, because Like, you know how kids are. You're like, elementary school, I'll go pick her up. And they're like, oh, that's your mom? You don't look like her. But she does look like me. She's just darker than me, you know?
It's all in her skin.
Yeah, exactly. So she used to have a complex about herself. And then when she started, you know, getting older, you know, it doesn't bother her anymore. But her younger days, she would be like, Mommy, I just want to be your color. I'm like, look, baby girl, you're beautiful no matter what color you are.
Absolutely.
And so that's very important to, you know, let our, you know, our nieces and, you know, yeah, like, you're beautiful no matter what. And I'm not saying she's beautiful because I made her. But, you know.
So how do you feel about it? I feel like I definitely agree with you. Please install that in these young girls and girls from a young age, because there are, like, on Facebook, I see. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with skin. Unfortunately, like, that's the world we live in, though. And so it's very important for them to feel beautiful in their own skin. I feel like that's when you need to start expressing the difference, and that there is really no difference, you know. I haven't really seen too many light-skinned artists really step up and speak their experience as far as being a lighter shade and being things like that. But I know for me, being a light-skinned girl, you know, it started, I started being tormented about that as early as, like, I don't know, elementary school.
Elementary school, yeah, it starts then.
But for me, it got bad in middle school. You know, we moved to Virginia when in the second grade, but I started school in Norton. And we went to Manassas for a little bit. And my eighth grade year, I was the new girl. But all the black girls didn't like me because they thought that I was better than them. And so I started making friends with some of the Hispanic girls. And then once I did that, the Hispanic girls didn't want me to be friends with the black girls. So it was just like,
oh, wow.
Y'all are judging me. If I hang out with them, I'm a traitor on this and that. And that's a lot for a young person, whether you're a traitor or not. That's a lot, you know. And it got to the point where I was like, am I being bullied? And then, you know, with you being a light-skinned woman, as you get older, and you're an adult now, but people still don't like you as soon as they see you because they judge you because you're light-skinned.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, it's both ways. And then let me just say this. I would love to be a little bit more darker than what I am. Like,
girl, I'm trying to.
Hell in the winter. Give me some color. You know what I mean? So it's just so crazy that you're judged like that just because you're lighter skin. But I can't imagine what the brown-skinned girls go through either, because they have it wrong.
Yeah. So I went to that elementary school, and then, like, you know, it does start young, and then middle school, and especially high school, you know, I used to go through, oh, she thinks she this because she light-skinned, and I was never like that. Like, I always been the same bubbly person, you know, that I am today, you know, but I think, like, my older sister went through that a lot. So my older sister, she's, like, way lighter than me. She got lighter eyes, lighter hair. And I remember us, you know, coming, you know, my dad was in the Army. And I remember us living overseas. Once we were overseas, but when we moved back to the States, she had a lot of problems. Like, they would, like, I remember girls were cutting, they threatened to cut her hair off. Like, it was a lot. And I'm like, look, like, everybody, you know, the old movie School Days, it was like, the light-skinned girls against, like, the brown-skinned girl. That's just, like, I'm just, like, it's just crazy, like, even now, today, like, we shouldn't be dealing with this anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, our black is beautiful. Like,
and
like I posted, it's all shades. Like, brown-skin, dark-skin, light-skin, we are all beautiful women. You know, we're supposed to be lifting each other up. You know, we got the, what is the Black Girls Rock?
Right.
You know?
Melanin magic,
like, we supposed to be joining forces.
My tail ass be wearing the melanin shirts, knowing I need some melanin, and I'm going to still wear it because I'm still proud to be a woman of color, and if I was brown skin, I would wear the hell out of it probably more than what I do. But, you know, it's just important. It's like you said, it's important to not judge people. I mean, I've been judged my whole life, and I'm, like, cool as a fan. Like, I'm so easy to get along with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not that stuck up nasty girl, and I definitely look in the mirror every day and recognize a ton of flaws. So that really bothers me. You know,
mm-hmm.
that bothers me. But anyone listening, just make sure you push one if you want to speak. We just wanted to run that by y'all because we are hoping for someone for Outlook. Shell, did you say, I thought you had mentioned something about Carly Red having a conversation about being light-skinned. Was that, did you say that?
It was Nene from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta with her and Spice.
Oh, okay.
And, like, you know, it was like her and Rashid, they were trying to convince, because we all thought, honestly, on the outside looking in, we thought Spice had bleached her skin. She had blonde hair, like the blue contacts and everything. So everybody was like, you know, Spice, like, you're so beautiful. And she broke down. I said, man, that hurts, but she is a beautiful woman. And she was like, you don't understand how I feel. You're lighter skin because and you're privileged. That was her word.
Yeah, that is the word that's used heavily.
Yeah. And it's like, it just pains me that even now, like, we do that to our own people. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one's better than nobody.
And it was Suki from the, I don't know how many of y'all watch Love & Hip Hop Miami. I watch all of them because I just love the juice. But the girl Suki Hana on the recent episode, I think it was the last episode, you know, she broke down and was crying and saying that, you know, the same opportunity that she wants is going to be given to someone of lighter skin before it's given to her. Here she is busting her ass every day and, you know, she feels she's very talented. A lot of fair skin, whether they're black and white skin or they're Puerto Rican, Hispanic, whatever. It is like when you see the music videos and things like that, you do see a majority of light skin women. So in a sense, I do agree with them, and it's very sad that that's the case. But I think even bigger than that is don't allow society and social media to make you feel like you can't do it too.
Exactly. The girl, she's also the Miami Love & Hip Hop. Was it Amarela Negra?
Beautiful girl.
She's Afro. She calls her Afro Latina.
Yeah.
Beautiful. She has her complexion is beautiful.
Yes, she's nice and chocolate.
Yeah, and she got the Afro, like everything. And her manager told her she looked too black.
Mm-hmm.
And to get rid of her Afro, she needs to straighten her hair.
I remember that episode.
That girl is beautiful. And I noticed I watched a recent episode of Love & Hip Hop Miami, and she got like a blonde wig now.
Yeah,
like,
she tried to do that, but she always fall back to that bush, though.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I hope she's not doing it because she feel like she can't make it, because homegirl is a bomb. Like, she is beautiful. Like,
right.
Certain way when you said it to her, she was like, but I like my fro. She's like, no, I need to get rid of it, you know, straighten your hair. Like, so one thing I can say, like, I'm glad now everybody's starting to get into the more natural look.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, like, you know, I have plenty of dark skin people in my family, my aunts, cousins, and my family is beautiful. We all different shades. But I just, you know, hope, like, we can all steer away from the, you know, just the stereotypes with the light skin and the dark skin women. You know what I'm saying?
Both of us, because we all get it in some form or another.
Yeah.
So I think we have a caller. Anyone else listening, remember, push one to speak. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hey, caller. Yeah. Who are we speaking
with? Hey, y'all. This is your boy, Trav from 757.
Oh, hey, Travis from 757.
Okay, 757. What's going on?
Not much, man. First of all, love the show. So keep going.
Thank you.
I'm doing very well. I can't, to get back to what y'all was talking about, the darker skinned sisters and brothers, for that matter, as well, are looked at in a different light. So that's my little two cents. I think it's more a systemic thing. Of course, I think we all are beautiful, no matter what shade you are. But yeah, that's just my two cents. So.
Okay, I can do it. And I think that made a lot of sense what he said, because, you know, we all know initially it was
you're not pretty if you're not white, or you're not beautiful if you're not white, and that's so sad. But
it
I feel
really
like
is.
It's funny, like, are y'all serious? Like, everybody of every race can be beautiful. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's sick.
Yeah.
Yep.
But thank you for your call. We appreciate the support.
Thank you. Thank
tonight.
You.
All right.
Thank
you. But yeah, girl. Like I said, we are all beautiful. But did you Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? Okay.
I watched it. I don't really follow too many of them. I follow a few maybe on Snapchat or something, but
mm-hmm.
that's about it.
Yeah. Well, after, you know, Spice didn't go through the whole bleaching of the skin, you know, she came up with the song Hypocrisy, meaning urge black women to love themselves and the skin they're in despite their, you know, their complexion.
Right.
So, you know, she ended up, you know, not going through with it because, when, you know, online we started seeing all these posts. We're like, hold up. But it's like, you know, I'll give an example. Lil' Kim, beautiful.
Oh, God. Yeah,
she was bad as hell.
And look a whole mess now.
I don't even know what she is now. Like,
girl, and she did the most because not only did she change her skin, but she just wanted to turn out to look like almost like a white woman. Like,
yeah, and she
was
horrible.
Like, she didn't even want to be black anymore.
No, like she looked horrible. Like Lil' Kim was bad, and then
yeah.
I don't know what she was. They said she was like, what's that? The Kardashian stepfather. They said Bruce. They said she like Bruce now.
She do. All right, so good. We have another caller. We got to get them in before break, Shell.
Okay, all right.
All right. Hey, caller, you there?
Hey, caller.
Oh, I'm Lisa.
Oh, hey, Lisa.
You know, so this is a great topic. I believe that it doesn't matter what shade you are. Skin is skin, melanin is melanin, beauty is beauty.
Mm-hmm.
You are who you portray yourself to be. You know, like, your inner self is just who you are. I've actually
mm-hmm.
had a girl, though, that, I mean, she was drunk. I don't know, child. I don't even know if I should even bring this up. But she was drunk, and she was light-skinned complexion. And it ended up being an argument. Ended up being an argument as far as her coming to me and saying because I was dark skinned that I think that I was better than the next person. And like, I'm black, child. Like, I'm, I don't know. Like, I'm black and black. But I don't. I just, you know, like, I never looked at shade being an issue. As far
mm-hmm.
as the culture, like, we all face the same issues as far as, like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it should
right.
be equal.
Right. I agree.
You know, I don't know. But, yeah, I had an argument with a girl, and she had an issue. I don't know. Like, it went left, and like I said, the girl was drunk, and it came out of nowhere. But
mm-hmm.
it was like an issue for her as saying, did I think that I was better than the next person because I was black? And I'm like, girl, like, child, you know, like, it was a lot. But I think that shade, yellow, cornbread, yellow, brown, bronze, you know, black, extra black, melanin black. I don't know what the shades are, but everybody is just an equal thing, like.
Yeah.
Everybody should love each
We're
other.
All black.
Exactly.
Right.
We're all black.
We at the end of the day, we're still going to go through the same struggles as being a black woman, like, I don't, or a black
mm-hmm.
male, regardless of the shade.
Right.
Because yeah, I've been stereotyped my whole life. Even being a lighter skinned woman, I still, you know, face the same thing. I guess, like, tonight we just. You know, just want to hear everybody's experiences being kind of like what you, you know, what you've personally been through and how you feel you've been treated or whatever. But, like, that's a serious, like, many times.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
I know, but you guys are still awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to go.
Oh.
Be safe out there.
We appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, caller.
All right, girl, it's time to get into this break real quick, y'all. If y'all want to tune in when we come back, remember to push one. Thank y'all for y'all patience, and we'll be back in a second.
North glow body looking like cinnamon. I'm running shit right now. I think I pulled a ligament. Fashion killer, a liar assassin. Vet mom villain, Balenciaga bastard. Got that melanin magic. Brown skin popping. Always fly. I stay in the cockpit. I want it. I cop it. Open the door then lock it. Hey, time for me touch the city. Stop it.
Pretty brown eyes. They all know you.
It's not fake. I'll show you how to move in a room full of whole bitches. He met me and now he don't even know bitches. I see you be on IG. I'm thick, you sick, damn, you need an IV. Show me your ID, cause I don't know you chicks. You scared the height, you know, to jump off my dick.
Yeah, my pretty brown eyes, they all know you. And they want you, I know they need.
Back with Table Talk with Shell and Kay. Right, so, you know, our discussion about, you know, what it's like being, you know, a light-skinned woman or a dark-skinned woman. So, let's see, we have any callers so far? We have any callers yet, Kay? We want to hear everyone's experience.
I think we have one of our number one fans on the line. Hello. You there?
No, not yet. That's okay. You know, we just keep it moving to someone call. You know how we do.
I don't know what's going on. This
it's all right.
Started in the beginning, too. But anyway, yeah. So it made me really happy to hear that Lisa never really had to deal with anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because honestly, friend or relative that I have, at some point or another, we've had a conversation about that situation being bothersome, you know. I even have two sisters that are they're brown skin, you know, obviously than myself, and luckily, you know, they haven't really. I don't believe that they've really run into that, and that makes me feel good because I'd be ready to whoop somebody's ass over there.
I know that's right. Look, don't play with the family. Look,
right, just keep it away from the family. But okay, I think they're back. Hello.
Hey, caller.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Hey, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Abraham.
Hey, Abraham.
Okay. thinking. Listen, shout out to Trav, though. I thought I was the number one fan, but I'm starting to see he might be me out, though.
I was in my feelings, but at the same time, I had to, like, yo, we both appreciate the show, so that's a good thing. I noticed that he tunes in a lot, too. So, Travis, if you listen, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you, appreciate them, and then I appreciate y'all,
you,
and hopefully he appreciates me appreciating y'all. So you guys are just
okay.
The best thing since sliced bread. Y'all just are the best. Every week I'm tuned in. I haven't missed a week since you started. I don't know if Trav can say that, but I can say that. I have not missed one week since you started.
Oh, we know.
And I don't plan, on missing a week. Huh?
I said, we know, because you be on the line.
Yo, I'll be on the line. That's right. But no, I do want to talk on the issue. You guys know me. You know I'll be having a mouthful, right? But I ain't going to take up all your time, right? But and Trav actually hit the nail on the head, and I'm just going to reiterate and go back over what he said, and I'm just going to give you a scenario. So there was a point in time in history where you had darker-skinned people who were way out there in the field, and they were picking cotton, right? You had the lighter-skinned people. You had the lighter-skinned people standing on the porch serving a lemonade. And they also got some of that lemonade, right? And Massa knew exactly what he was doing, right? Because he was causing division between the two, right? And he caused one to believe that he was better than the other ones, right? Now, not all of them did it, but for the most part, the closer you got to the house, the better you felt you were, right? And to keep that position in the house, what you did was you treated the darker skinned ones a little different. Well, the reason why Master did that is because that skin complexion was closer to Master's skin complexion. Right? So he mentally, we're open radio, right? We can say what we want, right?
Yes, right.
So he openly mind fucked the dark skinned people, right?
Yes.
By creating that division and making them feel as though, oh, if I were light skinned, then I would be up there on the porch drinking some lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm dark skinned, I'm out here in the field picking this cotton. Right? So
right.
It's been something that has been embedded in us without us even having anything to do with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then from there forward, we just that was the seed that caused that mentality to grow. Now, of course, we become free men, right? And as free men, instead of being able to realize that it was the mind fucking of the master who created this division, we allowed the division to continue to grow.
Right.
My grandmother, so my mother's mother is black. My grandmother's mother was black. My grandfather's mother was white. And my grandfather was a light-skinned guy with good hair who grew up in Berry Farms in Southeast D.C. And he had to fight all of his life to prove, you know what I'm saying? And I hate using this terminology, but I'm going to use it. Jay-Z says light skin, dark skin, still nigga at the end of the day, right? So he's still nigga. He's still a nigga, right? He's just a light skin one.
You got one.
But he had to fight to prove that he didn't believe or feel that he was no better than anybody. I know a dude, Whitey, I grew up with. Whitey is just a light skin black dude. He looks white, though. But now both his parents black. You know, we kind of tried to figure out what his mom was doing and who was the guy she cheated on his father with. But to the best of our ability.
She's very light skinned. She's dark. She's lighter than all of us.
Right.
It's genetics. That's all.
Well,
it's our genes.
Right. Well, I'm going to end with this, though. So I'm just going to say that was something that has been placed in us and was strategically put there for the purpose of division. And we need to get over that.
And moving into 2020, I've come up with a brand new concept. Now, this concept may only work for me. Everybody doesn't have to adapt it. If you were to ask me right now, what color am I? I am human. I'm not going to bear a color. I'm not going to allow you to separate me by a color. So I do not claim black. Now, do I claim my black culture and my people? Mm-hmm. Yes. But I'm not going to claim black for the purpose of the, for the sake of the fact that it causes division. So if you ask me who will, I don't care if it's an application. Well, I'm my own boss. Happy for that. I don't have to fill out nobody's applications. But if I did have to fill out an application, right, and they would ask me in that box, what, you know, black, white, Hispanic, I'm writing human. Because at the end of the day, we are all that. We are all human beings.
Yes. Well, before you go, because I know you said you're about to go, but you know I always got to say something.
And I got something to say after her. So
that's how our conversations tend to go. But and I'm wholeheartedly with you where it began and how it's not right. Like, don't get me started. I agree with everything you said. But the one part that was still exists today is like, you know, the brown skin girl have trouble with this. The brown skin girl can't do this because of this. But then the light skin girl, in everybody's eyes, she got it made because she's light skin, this and that. So going back to what you said from several years ago, the light skin woman is on the pool serving lemonade, but the light skin woman is also getting raped by the white man.
Yes, you're right, sister. I'm with you.
But you know what, Kate? Both of them are getting raped.
That just proves that it's not always, yeah, you're privileged because you're not out here busting your ass picking this cotton. But if you were to ask me today, would I rather spend a week picking cotton or getting raped by a white man? I'm sorry. I'm going to go pick the cotton. So
I'm with you. You got
I'm not taking away from what they've been through whatsoever. Yeah. I have plenty of dark skin family, and I actually agree with the fact that they are treated differently. So I don't get what I'm saying. That's just my point. Like, even it's like two girls don't go through nothing. First, 9 out of 10, they pretty, and they like skin, so they don't get the job. They don't need a degree. That's not true. We struggle with shit, too. A lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. So it's just like there really can't be a balance because I can only be light skin, so I can't say how I was telling the dark skin woman. But I just feel like it's more in people's mind, like only the dark skin woman goes to things, and that's even way back then. That wasn't the case. The light skinned women were getting raped, and then if they didn't do something right, and if they didn't make that lemonade right, they're getting their ass whooped. So, you know. That's all I have to say.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. All I was showing, though, was the division that Master created, right? You're absolutely – but then remember I said in the words of Jay-Z, light skin, dark skin, you still nigga. Whether you're on the porch or you're in the field to the master, you're still a nigga. We just need to be able to see past the trickery that we need to be able to understand that. So you're right. So I would understand that, okay, yeah, she is up there on the porch, but I hear her screaming her lungs out in the middle of the night.
Right.
So it ain't like she happy in there.
Yeah, but they rape the dark-skinned women, too. Why do you think they
didn't? Yeah, true.
They did.
So at the end of the day, light skin, dark skin, yellow, you still
they
what to them?
Yeah, you still a nigga.
Like I said, they raped all of us. Like light skin, dark. They raped the darkest skin. They raped them. That's how we light skin.
So how about we just do away with the color and everybody just be human.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just call me human. So that's what I am.
Yeah. I agree. But like I said, we still live in that crazy ass time. We in 2020, we still got racism, you know, and, you know, all this crazy shit was just so dumb because, like I said, we're in 2020. Like, when does it end?
Right. Into that.
Like, when does it?
People, all of us black people, whether we like it or not, we all just black to them. Don't matter. So, therefore, like, why should we have our own division? They already have us in a category, you know, that we don't want to be. Don't want to be in. That's unfortunately, you know, life, I guess. But I'm appreciating the call. If anybody else is holding, if you make sure you push one. If you don't push one, we don't know that you want to talk. dang, every time he gave me hype, every time he calls you.
Huh?
I said, Abe, give me hype every time you call. I got my little blood cooking over here.
I know. But like I said, like, you know, there's been so many valid points in it. Like I said, the light skin and Dustin, we all got raped. But like I said, because, you know, that's why we made up with so many different things. Because my grandmother on my dad's side was, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, and we're from, you know, Newport News area, but we actually honestly originate from Williamsburg. Slave area, honey. You know what I'm saying? That's a slave area. And like I said, like, it just pains me. I just hate it that I don't like the fact that, yeah, I'm a lighter-skinned woman, but I hate the fact that darker-skinned women feel that way.
Exactly.
I've known you for over 20 years, and you and I don't think like that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I have two sisters that are darker than me. And
exactly.
That's okay. And I would always want them to feel like that's okay.
Yeah, and we never thought we were better than anybody because, oh, we're lighter skinned. Isn't that? No, we've
right.
never been like that. Like, in our eyes, everybody is beautiful. Like I said, my family, honey, we all different shades. And
right.
and we're all beautiful, light, dark, whatever. It's just really sad that in day and time, like, people feel like they're not getting the right opportunity because they're darker skinned.
Right.
And I think that's really sad and unfortunate.
Two different types of judgment for each, you know, black woman, the white
mm-hmm.
woman type of judgment and the dark skinned women do. But I do feel like for them it's more fucked up, you know, because for us
yeah, it is
like a stereotype, you know what I mean? Oh, she a hoe, she light skin, or oh, she
yeah,
whatever. But for them, you know, I do believe that some of them might get turned away from a job because they're brown skin with natural hair
mm-hmm.
versus light skin girl that come in with a damn $180 front length wig again.
Yeah,
she looks more white. I do believe that things like that still do occur today, and
I totally agree with it. But like my best friend, you know, I love my best friend. We've been best friends for 17 years. She's darker skin, and she already had her permission before I shared the story. just to let y'all know. But you know, I talked to her about this topic. You know,
mm-hmm.
I told, and she thought it was very good that we was touching on that. But she told me, like, you know, when I was younger, so I had that complex, and I was saying, like, okay, I'm gonna get with this dude. She's going to be a different complexion. My baby's going to have this type of hair and this
mm-hmm.
and that. Like, she struggled with it for years. And this is my best friend. I said, are you serious? I said, girl,
right.
you never, you know, man. And now you're a beautiful girl. And she's like, yeah, Michelle, my younger dude, I struggle with that. This is my best friend, my children's godmother. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So for her to tell me things like that, it hurts. And I'm like, but you're so pretty. But she's like, Shell, the world don't think like you. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
She was like, as I got older and, you know, and I embraced who I am, I didn't think about the baby with the lighter skin and the pretty hair and stuff because, you know, she was like, I had to come to terms that I love myself.
Right.
And I think I'm beautiful. And I was like, I always thought she was beautiful as a show. I didn't always feel like that. And this is my best friend. I call
right.
her my sister, but
right.
I never knew she had those insecurities.
Yeah. A lot of people going through that with whole stuff like that because they've been judged their whole life, so they probably come to a point where, like, what's the point of talking about it? They're not going to understand me.
Yeah.
Or, like, judge me. And when I was growing up, my best friend was brown skin as well. And
yeah.
She never really came to me in that type of depth like your friend did and said, I've been dealing with this my whole life. But it was always like comments like, if we're getting ready to go to the club, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be all in your face because you're light skinned and pretty, you know, things like
mm-hmm.
that. She didn't mean no harm in saying it. But
mm-hmm.
the fact how she felt, that used to really bother me because to me, like you said, she was beautiful and, you know,
yeah.
she got too. It wasn't that nobody ever looked at her. It was just those type of comments now as I'm older and I've, you know, you learn how the world works, like,
yeah.
It really did bother her. When I was younger, you know, I just took it with a grain of salt, but now it actually hurt my feelings that she ever felt that way, you know what I mean? And it's, we can't control it, we can't fix it, so it's frustrating.
It is. Especially like that's your friend, your homegirl. You're like, yo, I didn't know you were feeling that, but she was like, show, I struggle with that. And I was like, you never told me. She was like, well, you just, like I said, I never judge nobody. I said, my feeling, we're a little bit of everything. So I never looked at light skin, dark skin people. And I was just like, oh, I like you. We cool. Whatever. But when she actually broke it down, I was like, I didn't know you had those issues. She was like, yeah, I did. And I'm like, you never told me. She was like, no, but Michelle, I struggle with it, you know.
Yeah, and you know another thing, too, just touching on the whole subject with, like, you know, black women judging other black women for their skin tone. Another thing that's always bothered me, and I don't know if you've ever noticed it, I've had this conversation with a few people that agreed or noticed it, but I feel like, and I don't know if it's because I'm light-skinned or we are light-skinned or if it's just because African-American, but I feel like a lot of Africans cannot stand me. And for the life of me, I don't understand why, because I'm like, you know, to me, they're black, too. They're African, but they're black.
Mm-hmm.
And I've experienced like such a dry, negative vibe from them, except for the people that I know personally, obviously.
Yeah.
You know? And I just feel like that bothers me, too, because it's like, we're all black.
Yeah.
We're all black. Even if I'm lighter than you, I'm still black just like you are. I'm still going to get, you know, put in a category just like you and everything else. Have you ever had, like, an encounter like that?
I have had it.
You just feel like they just could not stand you?
Like, they just, I don't know, I guess because I guess I was a lighter skin, they just, I don't know, they just didn't rock with me.
Because
they thought,
we're white.
Huh?
I bet it's almost like that,
too.
It's like they feel like we're white.
Yeah, like, but we're not. Like, honey, like, they stereotype us in everything. Like, I've been stereotyped in the stores, anywhere, because they see any type of melanin, you black.
Right.
Like, they stereotype us as well.
Right.
I think we have one more caller.
You there, caller? Hello?
Hey, caller. Hey, we lost her. No, we have some technical difficulties tonight.
Yeah, I don't hear anybody.
Well, we're sorry if you can't get through.
The lines ain't got the damn coronavirus.
Like, this is stupid. But, yeah, like I said, our whole platform tonight, we just wanted to get everybody's experiences. Like I said, you know, you and I, you know, like I said, I've known you since high school, and we've never been the type of, you know, the stereotype, oh, like, she light skin, she this and that. We've never been like that. Like,
no,
ever.
I'm not
going to
tell nobody to stay dark. That shit's stupid. That's
a thing. Yeah, like that shit pissed me off. Like, I'm not even a dark skin woman, but it pissed me off that people feel like that. Because, like I said, you know me, when we had our conversation about dating in that size of race, well, I tell you what I say, but I love my dark men. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you're black. Black is beautiful to me. I love you.
Right.
You already know, like, but I've been stereotyped with someone I was talking to because I was light skinned. And his family talked shit about me because I was a lighter skin. They didn't even know, but they just assumed, like, because we're about to wrap it up, that we weren't even serious. Like, we were just kind of hanging out, and I went to, you know, go to his family's house. We were going in and out real quick, go to run errands. And I remember he had a whole bunch of sisters, and girl, they were talking shit about me in the next room.
Mm-hmm.
He had, like, 8 sisters. And they were just like, you know, I was like, hey, how everybody doing? And they, you could tell they just didn't like me off the break. They didn't know me. They just didn't like me. And then, you know, I'm waiting for him so we can roll out. They was like, I guess you think she's good for us. You know, light skin girls are sensitive. I was like, what the hell? Like, y'all don't even know me.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, what the hell?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hey, how are you ladies doing?
We're doing well.
What's your name?
Good. This is my Duke, Miss Donna.
Oh, Miss Donna, yes.
I don't know what happened earlier. I don't know what happened, but we're good now.
Okay.
But I just want to say that I know there's, like, issues between dark skin, light skin. And I'm light skinned, okay? But I think the majority of the problems with dark skin might be through the, like, the industry. But I need people to be aware that us light-skinned women have our issues too. Mainly, you know, if you're light-skinned and you're growing up around people who talk quote-unquote proper, then you're
mm-hmm.
called white.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't, you know, as a light-skinned woman, we have our issues too. And, you know, I have 6 kids, and some are dark, some are light, all are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's awesome.
You know, I think that, and I'm not downplaying the issues that dark-skinned women have. I'm really
mm-hmm.
not, because I feel for that. But, you know, we have issues too. And sometimes I get tired of, oh, are you white? Are you trying to talk white? Are you trying to be white? Because I'm light-skinned and I talk proper. Well, I'm sorry
mm-hmm.
that my mom taught me how to talk proper English, but I
mm-hmm.
am 100% black all the way, every day.
I know that's
but,
right.
Yeah, you know, that just kills me. It's like, you know, yes, I'm black, and I'm proud of that. I may
right.
maybe light skin, but I'm still African American, honey. And, you know, I know how to put my professional voice on, like, hi, how may I help you?
Exactly.
But yeah, you know, but that doesn't make me white because I talk proper. So I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to bring that attention to those that think, okay, I understand that dark skin people have their issues, so forth and so on, but we do too. It may be
mm-hmm.
a little different, but we still have issues just like dark skin. Women or men have issues, but we are all beautiful no matter what shade, light shade, dark shade, medium shade. We are all
mm-hmm.
beautiful, period.
Yes, we are.
Yes,
we're
we
all
are.
Beautiful.
Are you still there?
We're still there.
Yeah.
Miss Donna.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you for your call.
I'm still here. Yeah, but I just wanted to make that known because, I am really not trying to downplay, dark-skinned women or men because I really get it. I understand. And the way society is set up, just like Abraham said, you know, we were kind of conditioned to think that lighter skin or white people was, you know, the ultimate
mm-hmm.
or the better, and that is so not true. You
no.
know,
like
we are all beautiful as a human being, just like he said. But I do have to kind of say one thing where he did say something about good hair.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Yeah, we got
60
seconds.
All right, ladies, have a good night.
Thank you so much for the call.
All right. Bye.
Starting up my music. Urban Flavor Radio. I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.